Good morning, everyone. The worship service order is before us on the yellow sheets under the title Overcoming. Jesus Christ has overcome for us, but if you're like me, you need a reminder of that and also encouragement, because we live as sinners and saints at the same time, and life can be a struggle. So we're here to be refreshed and reminded by the grace and mercy of our God. Nothing extraordinary in the service order this morning, but I always like to give a reminder that the music for the words that are on the yellow sheets, as indicated by a number sign or LSB or a musical note, can be found in the hymnal in front of you, beginning with the opening hymn, number 901. Please stand.
Open now thy gates of beauty, Zion, let me enter there, where my soul in joyful duty waits for him who answers prayer. Oh, how blessed is this place, filled with solace, light, and grace. Gracious God, I come before thee, come thou also unto me, where we find thee and adore thee, there a heaven on earth must be. To my heart, O enter thou, let it be thy temple now. Hear thy praises gladly chanted, hear thy seed is newly sown. Let my soul, where it is planted, bring forth precious sheaves alone, so that all I hear may be fruitful unto life in me. Now my faith increase and quicken, let me keep thy gift divine. Howsoe'er temptations thicken, may thy word still o'er me shine as my guiding star through life, as my comfort in all strife. Speak, O God, and I will hear thee. Let thy will be done indeed. May I undisturbed draw near thee, while thou dost thy people feed. Here of life the fountain flows, here is balm for all our woes.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, you invite us. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So we come to you, Lord Jesus, in a time of silent prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we confess that we are burdened by our sin. What we want to do, we often don't do. What we end up doing, we know that we are not supposed to do. We feel trapped. Your word teaches us that we cannot escape our sinfulness.
Only in your mercy is there rest for our souls and relief from the burdens of our hearts. Father, fill us again with the assurance of the cross and the empty tomb, that we may receive anew the victory that is ours through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The burdens that are so heavy for you are light for Jesus. As you have now confessed your sins, it is my privilege and joy to announce to you that Jesus has taken away your burdens by his death and resurrection. According to his own command, I, as a servant of the word, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Amen. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In peace let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is a feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are his. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is a feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia. Slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have not chosen to reveal your truth to the wise and learned, but to those who become your children. Through your word, may we come to know you, who has taken away our wretchedness and given us eternal victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Alleluia. Amen.
The Old Testament lesson is from Zechariah 9, verses 9 to 12. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout loud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of our Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Okay. Wrong page. The epistle lesson is from Romans 7, verses 14 to 25. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from his body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of our Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Come unto me, ye weary, and I will give you rest. O blessed voice of Jesus, which comes to hearts oppressed. It tells of benediction, of pardon, grace, and peace, of joy that hath no ending, of love that cannot cease. Come unto me, wanderers, and I will give you light. O loving voice of Jesus, which comes to cheer the night. Our hearts were filled with sadness, and we had lost our way. But thou hast brought us gladness and songs at break of day. Come unto me, fainting, and I will give you life. O cheering voice of Jesus, which comes to aid our strife. The foe is stern and eager, the fight is fierce and long, but thou hast made us mighty and stronger than the strong. And whosoever cometh, I will not cast him out. O patient love of Jesus, which drives away our doubt, which though we be unworthy of love so great and free, invites us very sinners to come, dear Lord, to thee.
At this time, I invite the children who wish to come. The truth, I really do have some money for you today. Quarters. Why do you think I brought quarters today? First of all, because the angel brought them for me to give to you. It wasn't my idea. I like it when somebody else has a good idea. Why quarters? Hint, Independence Day. We just celebrated. Long before you were born, in 1976, something very special happened. Because something very special happened 200 years before 1976. Do you know what year that would be? Do your math. I know it's early. 1776. I think you know what happened on that day. America gained its independence. So in 1976, to celebrate 200 years, they came out with these special quarters. They're still around, but I haven't seen one in a long time. And they have the date on them, 1776. To 1976. And on them they have at the top the word liberty. What's liberty? What were they celebrating? What are we celebrating? The word for it is? Starts with F. Yes. Freedom. Freedom. When they lived in another country, they didn't have freedom. to worship God like we did today. So they came to America where they could do that and other things. As Christians who live in America and Christians all over the globe celebrate another kind of freedom, what is it? We're free from the devil. I love all these answers. Keep going. That's enough. We're free from sin and the devil. And I always like it that on the coins, they have a special phrase, four words that reminds us of freedom that's beyond just being free to celebrate all of God's good gifts to us, but something else. You remember the four words that are, I think they're on all our coins, yes. In God we trust. We trust that no matter what happens to us in this life, even when our freedom gets taken away, everything's okay, because God's with us, reminding us he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us, and the Holy Spirit to help us believe that. We got better things than quarters, don't we? But keep this quarter, because one of these days, it's going to be worth a lot of money. It probably is still, even today, because it's a special one. With 1776, 1976, in God we trust, liberty. Thanks for coming up. Have a great day. I have three more. Hey, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So if you want to take one, if you don't have one, you're welcome to do that afterward. In the name of our God of freedom, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I know you all know what a skunk is. Yesterday, I was out on the road, and right in the middle of the road on the highway was a dead skunk, all fours pointed heavenward, and I said, thank you, God, for confirmation of my sermon illustration this weekend. You know, pastors think about those things. But have you ever heard of a skink? I hadn't. Somebody last night knew what it was. Anybody here today? Oh, you get a quarter. Who's that lizard over here? Sorry, Archie. Eldeen beat you to the punch. It's a lizard, two-headed lizard. And what I read about it is that it has a head on both ends of its body. Can you imagine living like that? You can give your grandpa a quarter. And that's really a picture that Paul paints for us in the epistle reading for today. We're all skink, aren't we? The good that I would, I do not. The evil that I would not, that's what I do. Thankfully, there's gospel at the end of the lesson, and I want you to remember the words especially, because we're never going to get away from being skinks as long as we live on this earth. Paul says, who will wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? And you can all say it together. Thanks be to God who gives us victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. I got too many sermon illustrations to confirm that in me yesterday. I got a speeding ticket on the way to the emergency room, and I visited people who were sick and suffering, and it wasn't a very good day, but I was in a good mood last night in worship. I said, what's up with that? These words must have got through to me. And wait till I talk to that judge about that speed. Acts 5:39, that's my defense. Obey God rather than man. Okay. A college student once challenged the university chaplain by saying that Christianity is a crutch. You may have heard that before. Christianity is a crutch. To which the wise chaplain said, and you don't think you limp? Even though it might not look like we're stumbling and falling, you all don't need the pastor to tell you that you're skinky. Like Paul, you go back and forth. The good that I would, I do not. The evil that I would not, that's what I do. I read a commentary, and it talked about this passage in the context of our difficulty with saying no. And the first thing it talked about was saying no to our children. We don't want our children to grow up with a sense of entitlement, right? Like the world owes them something and that they get every little thing they want. But if you're like this parent, sometimes you give in to their prayers. I mean whines. And say, get it, take it, and get away from me. It's difficult. And we do it as adults too, right? How many of us are possessed by our possessions? It's difficult to say no to those things we just think we need. We are struggling with sin, and we will until we die. And I came across this other commentary that made 6 points. They're pretty deep, so I'll try to make them lighter, about this text from Romans chapter 4, verses 14 through 25. Every true believer struggles with indwelling sin. Reminds of one of the confessions we've used throughout the years. If we say we have no sin, we deny ourselves and the truth is not in us. And nobody would do that, right? But more than a few people say it. Sometimes I think it, try not to say it out loud, but I'm pretty good. And when people call me good, I always remind them of a young man who came to Jesus. He said, good teacher, possessed by his possessions, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, you know you don't have to do anything to inherit except for be born. And Jesus said, why do you call me good? Only God is good. Jesus did not even take that to himself because he was carrying this guy's sin, and that alone made him bad. Indwelling sin is accentuated when we try to use submission to the law as a means to restrain evil and progress goodness. The law is good, Psalm 19 reminds us, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb, but we can't keep it to its fullness, so we're always going to end up frustrated when we try to be good. It reminds me of a great sermon title I heard once, Stop Trying So Hard to Be Good. Now, that doesn't mean we do whatever we want, but we don't do whatever we want in the context of trying to please God. Reminds me of another. God loves you. He's not going to love you any more than he does right now. No believer understands why they sin or why they should remain in a sinful state. It is a mystery. It's not a mystery to me. I am a bad shot. Not in basketball and golf, but spiritually speaking. And the word for sin literally means to miss the mark. How many of you ever can hit the bullseye dead in the center? I bet you the Olympic archery champion can't even do that. I bet you he didn't hit one shot right in the middle perfectly. And that's the case with us spiritually. A believer can in no way excuse their sin. We are always responsible. Remember what Adam said when God came and blamed him, not Eve, the woman who did it. For eating the fruit and disobeying his command. He came to Adam again, not Eve. And do you remember what Adam said? My second favorite Bible verse behind women should be silent in the church, 1 Corinthians 14:34. JK. That woman you gave me. Men, remember that one? That's your memory work for the week, both of those. Adam didn't get away with it, and neither will we, because married people are one. The sins of the others, we take full responsibility, even though we're not even 1% responsible sometimes. We love them, and so claim it all as our own. No believer stands condemned because of recurrent sin, no matter how regularly they are plagued by it. I continue to be amazed when I am in the context of people and, for example, they use the F word or drink too much or whatever they do that's wrong, and then they see I'm there and they go, oh, sorry. And my response to that is, apparently we haven't met before. I don't think I have ever once condemned somebody publicly for especially a public sin. And I hope they don't believe that they're damned because of those things, but they kind of act like it. My job is so easy. My job is so hard to remind people that we're all about grace. We all want it for ourselves, don't we? But when somebody else messes up, we're just not so sure. I had a good reason for sinning. But you should have known better. And finally, every believer is assured of ultimate victory over indwelling sin through their identification with the risen Lord. That's not news to you. But it's difficult to remember that, isn't it? I've been saying to myself lately a lot, Kelly, if you died today, all those things you're worried about don't matter. They don't even matter if you don't die. So why are you stressing out about them? Because I'm a skink. I always will be. Another commentary I read talked about civil wars that go on inside of us. The first one, and I hope you're all struggling with this, how many of you are wishing I could just be more? We might not say it that way, but I think we as Christians always realize we have room to grow spiritually. How about this one? I want to live a simpler life. I don't imagine it's that much different than when Paul wrote, but from my vantage point, I see a lot of tired people. This is a tired person. After Independence Day, this tired person went to bed very early the next day. After working out in the sun, this tired person slept to 6:58. Unconscionable. I'm always up early. We're not just talking about a rest that we need from the Independence Day celebration, whatever celebration, but a rest that we need from that struggle, from the devil, which kind of always is telling us you never were any good, you're never going to be any good, so stop trying to be good. And God reminds us that that's not true. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Jesus Christ. That's your real memory work today. This week, just keep saying it over and over. Thanks be to God who gives me the victory through Jesus Christ. And then finally, anybody fighting the civil war, we want to be healthier. If you aren't, everyone's around you is telling you that. So let's say we accomplish those. Those would be admirable things, but I want you to think about what would be the most admirable quality that we as Christ followers could indicate? I'm praying for more accompaniment during the sermon. I love that back there, by the way. Come on. What would you think? If you're like me, when I was first asked that question, some of the things we just said, maybe read the Bible more or be nicer to people, or things like that. You don't need the pastor to give you those answers. So I was knocked on my German keister when the article that I was reading said the highest mark of a most mature Christian is to admit and accept the fact that as long as we live, we're going to be struggling. Wow. Sounds kind of morbid, doesn't it? Doesn't sound like very much fun, doesn't it? But it's true. You don't need me to convince you of that. You read the Bible, and it says that things are just going to keep getting worse, spiritually speaking. It's like Luther's phrase, simul justus et peccator. We are always, as long as we're on this earth, both sinner and saint. There's always going to be that struggle. And so, we're all here, even if we didn't think about it, to get a new start, right? I think you could all agree, we could all, wouldn't it be nice to have a do-over? I remind myself that every morning when I get up. One of my friends had a really horrible day yesterday, and then he wrote at the end of his message to me this morning, "But I'm alive in Jesus, and I don't deserve that." I said, "I love your attitude. I'm trying to practice that too." So here's my final encouragement to you this week. When you're getting a new start, to remember, the best new start is to keep saying over and over and over again, "Thanks be to God who gives me the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord." Not doing anything, not saying anything, but not rejecting those words. Some of the most precious in the Bible. "Wretched person that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory, Jesus Christ our Lord." So you skinks, remember, the devil's been skunked. And so you don't stink. In fact, the Bible reminds us that we are the sweet-smelling aroma before God. Anybody tell you that today? I bet you not. You smell good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
Gracious Father, it is your gracious will that sinners come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the forgiveness we have in him and for the assurance we are given that you hear and answer us for his sake. Lord of the Church, you make yourself known to people all over the world. Through the precious gospel of Christ Jesus, hearts are turning to you and voices are raised in your praise. May all souls who are weary and burdened find their rest in you, that we may proclaim Christ to all who have yet to trust in him. Bless your church both here and throughout the world. Your word, O Lord, commands us to pray for those in authority. Bless this land in which we live. May all who lead do so diligently, and may all decisions be guided by your wisdom. Be the shield and fortress for all members of the armed forces and for all whose work is difficult and dangerous. Great physician of both soul and body, we lift up before you those who are suffering in any way, physically, mentally, relationally, and spiritually. May they all find their rest in you.
Especially in our prayers this morning, first of all, we are remembering Victoria Tomic, the mother of Laura Becker, who is receiving hospice care. Some of you might know that Laura recently lost her father, so it's a difficult time for her, and we're lifting her up especially. We're also praying for Beulah Weaver, who has returned to Coulterville Care Center after her third hospital stay. We're also including, especially this morning, Karen Williams, who was admitted to Chester Memorial Hospital yesterday morning. And finally, I know I don't have to ask you to pray with much thanksgiving and joy at the return to worship of Alan Uteman, who suffered like a trooper and a true son of God through his recent illness, and also Patty, who was faithfully by his side. Let us pray. O great physician, we praise you again that you heal us in both body and soul according to your good and gracious will. And so we ask, especially on behalf of Victoria and Beulah and Karen, that you would give them healing according to your good and gracious will of their bodies, and remind them by the powerful presence of your Holy Spirit that they have the greatest healing ever in the forgiveness of their sins, the promise of resurrected bodies, and life forever with you, even now. Words can hardly express the joy and thanks that we have for Alan and for Patty, and how they knew and professed and believed that you were with them through this most difficult road. And now their joy is even doubled because you have brought Alan through. And you promise, as I know they know, that no matter what meets them on their way, nothing is too big for your mercy and grace and power and healing. So we praise your holy name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For these and all other concerns we have, we pray that you, gracious Father, may answer us for the sake of Christ and for the glory of his eternal kingdom. Father, thank you for the confidence that is ours in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Gracious Savior, we thank you that once again we have tasted and seen that you are good. Having filled us with the benefits of your cross and resurrection, empower us to go forth and share the victory that is ours through you. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Alleluia. Amen. Who has delivered us from our sins and given relief to our weary souls? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Alleluia. Lord, dismiss us with your blessing. Fill our hearts with joy and peace. Let us each your love possessing, triumph in redeeming grace. Oh, refresh us, traveling through this wilderness. Thanks we give and adoration for your gospel's joyful sound. May the fruits of your salvation in our hearts and lives abound. Ever faithful to your truth may we be found. Savior, when your love shall call us from our struggling pilgrim way, let not fear of death appall us, glad your summons to obey.